Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss how David Archuleta is celebrating Pride Month, Corey says goodbye to Judge Judy, we predict Miss Piggy's stint on Drag Race, and we plan the plot of Snervous 2. Too Fast, Too Snervous, our dream stoner buddy comedy. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Now, before we begin, Corey, we have to remind the people, what do we have available right now?
Oh my gosh, we have the cutest Psychobabble merch for y'all to go check out on DFTBA.
It only took us years and years and years to get it going, but bitch, it's cute. There's took our time and it was worth it because it's cute.
It's cute.
And what all can they find, Corey? What do we have?
Girl, there's a pin that's super cute. You can get a hat, a shirt. There's a mug with our faces on it if y'all are like coffee or tea drinkers.
I cannot wait to see everybody with their new Psychobabble merch on the Discord. Thank you so much for supporting us. We really appreciate it. Your love and support with Patreon or the Discord or the merch, all of that keeps this podcast going. So thank you so much. Where can people find it, Corey?
Well, you can go to dftba.com and search for Psychobabble, or the full link is store.dftba.com/collections/Psychobabble.
Wow, rolls right off the tongue.
Rolls right off the tongue.
Great. Thank you so much. Okay, bye. Hi, Corey.
Why did you lower your voice an octave on the Corey?
Hi, Corey. Well, I'm really just, I'm expressing my range. I'm giving the people the full range.
Oh, I wish you had free range. Chicken.
I do. I don't.
Speaking of chicken.
I don't. You know I'm a vegetarian now.
That's true. Do you make tofu?
Baby, let me tell you something. I don't make shit.
Oh, you make shit.
Oh, yes, I make shit. No, I don't cook. I mean, I will, but like... we have somebody in the house that is the chef, and it's not me.
Crouton. He's a little chef boyar pup. Chef pepperoni.
Crouton sits on my boyfriend's head in the kitchen with a chef's hat.
Oh,
on
like
top
a mouse. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Very ratatouille.
Crouton-touille.
What's that? Very linguine. No, what's the mouse's name?
Ratatouille.
No, it's Remy.
Oh, that's right.
And the chef's name's Linguini, right?
So who's Ratatouille?
It's the dish.
Girl. Well, okay. That's cool.
It's the dish. Wait, so does he sit on his head under a chef's hat?
I just told you yes. What didn't you get about that?
I told you. I saw a boy had a really cute Halloween costume where he went as the chef from Ratatouille, and he had... like one of those big chef hats, and there was like a light under it, and then like a silhouette of the mouse. It was super cute.
That is cute.
Guess I'll do the slutty version of that for Halloween this year, and I'll just wear an apron tied in the front and then have my ass out for the boys.
Hey, I have a boomerang of me like that in Palm Springs, and I never posted it anywhere. And my ass is a jiggling motherfucking wiggling.
Were you wearing an apron?
Just an apron. And I was.
Why did you take an apron to Palm Springs? Was it one that came with the house?
It was at the house, yes. And I was working the grill, frying the burgers or whatever people do, you know, flipping the hot dogs, wieners.
Oh, honey, were you flipping the hot dogs?
I had a, yes, for the boomerang at least.
Okay. And I didn't see it. I guess send it to me.
My
I guess
whole
send
ass
it to
was
Zoom.
Out. I will.
Did you have, was it, were you wearing like a thong bikini?
No.
Was there a pouch in the front?
It was only ass. I had nothing
on. But what
on.
Was going on in the front?
Everybody was naked. Why would I have clothes on?
Whoa.
Hello?
Whoa. Nudity is now.
Mm. Do you think there's ever been a rat that's done their whole ratatouille bit, but with like a man having sex instead of cooking?
Yes, yes. It's very, that episode of Friends where Monica's all a 4, 5, 6.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The rat
seven.
Is, the rat's doing the
7.
7, 7, yeah. 7.
I mean, I don't know. Do you wear a hat when you fuck?
When I'm broing out with my bros.
You wear like a backwards, like red hat?
I wear a top hat.
And then do you get to use your Moderna joke?
Yes, yes.
Moderna?
They say, wait, did you get the vaccine? And I say, Moderna.
Moderna.
A slight tip of my top hat.
Well, yeah, I mean, now you've got a wig closet. You're going to need a top hat closet too soon.
Well,
maybe just redo your walk-in closet.
Any room is real technically a closet if you dream big enough.
Mm. Yeah.
Thank you.
All rooms are closets, but not all closets are rooms, you know?
It depends. Harry Potter would consider all rooms closets and all closets rooms.
I don't know. He slept under the stairs, right?
Right. So that's what I'm saying.
But was it a closet?
I think it was a closet.
I honestly don't know. I honestly don't know.
I didn't really catch the film.
Did you really not?
I did.
Oh, I was going to say, I think I've seen them all, but I could tell you nothing. And I'm sure people are going to shit on me for that.
You know, what I found most disturbing about that film
is
if you're living under the stairs, oh, think of all the dust creaking down when somebody walks up the stairs.
Get a Swiffer duster, honey.
You think Harry Potter had a Swiffer duster?
He's a wizard. He should.
Well, he doesn't. He had a broom at most, Nimbus 10,000.
Is that what it was?
I think, or something.
Well, that's good news. You know what else is good news?
Good news! She's dead!
Yeah, she really is.
Who's dead?
Well, Judge Judy's TV show is...
I know! After 25 years, she's
that's
calling
all right.
it quits.
She's going to streaming, baby.
Oh, streaming where?
With Daddy Bezos.
What does that mean? Oh, Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't call him Daddy Bezos?
I don't. Well,
it's very Daddy Warbucks, but Daddy Bezos.
My Lord in Bezos?
Yeah.
He does own Twitch, you know.
He's gonna let people go to the moon, so you should get on his good list if that's where you're still trying to be in outer space.
That's true.
You if and I Lance need, Bass.
If I'm need to suck up to anyone. If I'm need to suck up to anyone.
I'm need. Wait, do you think you've ever seen an episode of Judge Judy?
Yeah.
Really?
Certainly, at least one.
When?
Yeah. Once, probably. I've been alive for all of the 25 years she's been on. Certainly,
what do you
it's
think
been
happens?
On the TV. I used to live with you. Yes, I've seen an episode.
I know, but I just can't picture you watching Judge Judy. I mean, listen, you learn a lot of good law facts.
Okay. So wait, so what she's doing on Amazon Prime, is it any different from what she's done in the past 25 years? This is giving Oprah leaves the Oprah show to go do Oprah on Oprah's network.
Listen, don't come for Oprah. She's a master manifester.
Okay.
But I don't know. I'm sure Judy's just getting a bigger paycheck and doing something similar.
Well,
listen, she's still got it. She's still got it.
When is Judge Judy going to be a judge on Drag Race?
So wait, you can quit YouTube and go to Twitch, but Judge Judy can't quit cable and go to Amazon Prime?
I don't see the difference.
There we go. You both wanted to get in bed with Daddy Bezos.
Same hairstyle, same skin quality, same age.
Can you imagine Judge Judy on Drag Race?
I would love it.
I think
it would
be
great.
Do you think she'd be really into voguing right now?
You know, she's so small.
Yeah, well, her one of her favorite one-liners is all, if this was that, then God would have made me 5'7", but we don't always get what we want.
Does she want to be 5'7"?
I think she's must really want to. She talks about it a lot. Well, I think she says 5'8". I don't know how tall she really is, but she really wants to be 5'8". It's like her dream height. Same with you, right?
Not really. I love where I'm at.
What are you?
A 5'8 on my ID, 5'7 on...
You know what they say. Love the skin you're in.
I try to.
Love the bones in your skin.
That's all I do. I just sing to my bones. I caress my bones. I sing good bones.
He's like Dembo. You good know that Halloween song.
Good bones. Love you, bones.
You know
I love
that,
you, bones.
You know the Halloween song that's all Dembones, Dembones?
No, you know the TV show that's all Bones?
Yeah.
I'm not done talking about Bones, the TV show.
Let's
Does anybody
it.
Know what
can
it's
you,
about?
Can you? Yeah, I think it
is. Is Pauly Perrette in it?
That sounds familiar to me. Didn't you and her always used to co-host red carpet things for CBS?
I saw her around.
Was Pauly Perrette the hit of Bones?
Hit.
Does she love her bones and sing a similar song that you sing?
Good bones, good bones.
Such well-behaved bones.
Bones. I will say, if there's one thing I've never lost, it's my bones. My bones, yeah. I have them on lock and key.
Well, no, you broke a fifth metatarsal.
I sprained it.
You've mistreated some of your bones.
And I've had some of my bones mistreated.
Oh, yeah. Fuck yeah. You know who else had their bones mistreated?
Judge Judy after 25 years on cable.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Arthritis, osteoporosis.
You know, people were really trying to push the milk agenda. I think it was big milk.
Mm.
Milk was never needed.
No.
No.
You're telling me we as a society need no milk?
Maybe human milk when we're human babies, but milk, no vegan, but like, I don't think we need milk as much as the milk ads tell us we need milk.
So Britney Spears, the concert that I went to when I was in like, ninth grade, which sponsored by Got Milk, and you're saying I was bamboozled?
I think we all were tricked by the Got Milk campaign. I have a very vivid memory of being very young and seeing Jonathan Taylor Thomas with a milk mustache and thinking, fine, I'll drink it. It worked on me. It'll probably work on you.
And did you?
they thought this through.
No, I actually think you didn't drink enough milk because they were all, if you drink it, you'll grow up big and strong.
I'm
and
telling
look at you,
you
5'7", Judge Judy's height.
I am telling you, I outgrew my parents. I won genetics. There's nothing else I could have done.
Yeah.
Mm. So, thank you.
Yeah, I forgive you.
I didn't ask.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch & Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, something's different about you, in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
Hey, are you celebrating Father's Day?
Because all these bitches is my sons?
Yeah, absolutely. I am.
So what is everyone getting me for Father's Day? Hey, actually, this is my first year as a father on Father's Day.
Well,
honey, how am I celebrating?
I would love to know. That's what I asked. What do you think, Crouton's going to get you something?
Probably what shit if, somewhere.
So before we actually hit record, Tyler showed me this beautiful
fur. Oh, I thought we were saying you didn't hit record.
No, bitch, I did. Okay, we're live. Hello.
Hello.
No, I was like, Tyler was showing me this fur vest that he got in the mail for Crouton. And I thought, what if Crouton got you that in an adult-sized version for Father's Day?
I'd wear it because the love of a son doesn't compare to anything. You wouldn't understand, Corey.
Yeah, I don't have a son or a daughter.
There's something that happens when you become a dad. It's like life changes.
Does it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're going to have a real meaningful Father's Day on Sunday?
Probably. It depends on if this little shit rises to the occasion.
Mm. Well, I wish you luck.
Thank you. I wish him luck. Every time we walk in the door, I think, you know what? This motherfucker better hope.
And pray.
He didn't fuck shit up. Yeah. And now I walk in the front door and he runs to his crate to wait to see as I do a lap around the house to see if he pissed anywhere. And then once I see that he hasn't, he's looking, peeking out the crate and he runs out and he's so excited. And I said, you did a good job.
You were a little good boy.
He's learning.
Has anyone told you you're a good boy lately? Just Shawn Mendes.
Oh, no. Yeah.
I think what your Father's Day gift this week was your prince coming out.
Oh, okay. Let's talk about it.
Let's hear it.
Congratulations. Happy Pride Month to the one and only David Archuleta. Did you read the official statement?
I read the articles and I like skimmed his Instagram post because I just thought it was interesting that all the articles, the headline was just saying that he's part of the LGBTQ+ community, but no one was really saying like what. So then I read the article to find out why, because even he wasn't super clear himself.
Right. From what I can tell, this article says, suggesting a spectrum of bisexuality. He added that he doesn't have too many sexual desires and urges as most people, noting asexual is a term referred to people who don't experience sexual urges. So it's a really long post and basically just saying like, it's kind of vague in what he is, but he's definitely asserting I'm not, not queer.
I'm not queer.
Which some people is a step. It's a huge step. So, you know, I commend him and good for him. I'm sure I remember very vividly when we were in college watching his journey on American Idol and so much speculation about his sexuality and him being this like cute little gay twink or whatever people thought he was. And him also reconciling like this huge religious background of being Mormon and growing up in the church and singing like about God all the time. And his dad was always there. And it felt very like, even if he was queer in any capacity, you could tell as a viewer of the experience he was having on national TV that there was not a world he would be coming out, because like that was not in the cards of his, like with his religion, is what it seemed like from the outside.
Are you older than him? How old is he? I don't remember. From when we watched American Idol in college.
He is 30. So yes, I'm 2 years older.
Wow. No, the post I saw said that he had like originally come out to his family privately, like I thought it said in 2014 as gay, but then like as time kind of went on, he thought, okay, actually, no, I'm not fully gay because I do find myself attracted to women in some instances and other people in some instances as well. So that's why he was saying like a spectrum of bisexuality. But then, yeah, I saw the post too about referencing asexuality and just saying that he's waiting until marriage before he does any of that to begin with. So it's all good, and he's okay with who he is and where he stands right now, which I think is what's important.
I mean, obviously, like, as somebody who thought he was a handsome gentleman and Crush was an anthem, I, like, wanted him to be queer in some capacity. But, like, for everyone commenting, I saw a lot of comments and tweets and everything being like, well, duh, we knew, finally, blah, blah, blah. Girl, it takes a certain type of person to forget what it's like to be on your own journey of coming out. Mm-hmm. And for all the queer people that are like, finally, it's like, how can you on one hand be so like, be respectful of people that are coming out, it's their own journey, blah, 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 blah. But as soon as a celebrity that you speculated once might be gay, you have to be the first to say, oh, I knew it. Or, like, I knew it before he, like, we all knew what was taking him so long. That type of shit is so annoying. It's like, no, you didn't know because he didn't tell you. And I'm sure I was one of those people because it was a very different world. What, how many years ago? 12 years ago?
A long time
but
ago.
But at the same time, it's like, I think when you know better, you do better. And right now, I think all of us should know better. It's like, I was a little bit taken aback by how many comments there were from people being like, oh, well, duh.
I didn't see any of that, thankfully. I just sent it to you on three different platforms.
Well, so many people messaged it to me. So many people messaged
it to me. Well, listen,
we
got your back. We're all sliding
into
his DMs.
Is it my brand to love David Archuleta?
Slide into his DMs. Admit you had a crush. Maybe
I do like
go
that
on a...
Crush is now canon as a queer anthem.
Well,
a longing from afar by a closeted queer person.
Just like Clay Aiken's Bridge Over Troubled Water, you know?
His original song, Bridge Over Troubled Water.
What did he have a song about? I'll fly on the wall.
I gotta say, I'm not done talking about David Archuleta's best hits. Mountain Memories.
Those are covers.
When You Believe, Imagine.
And where's David Cook now?
Baby, I don't know.
I'd like to know.
I don't know and I don't know.
Well, I thought of you and I thought, well, I hope someday Tyler and David hold hands and fall in love.
No, well, I just hope he's doing okay. And, you know, I, as somebody who has been out since... high school, I think dating somebody who just came out this week is not in the cards
no,
for me.
No. I did that once and I didn't.
No it disrespect. Just it's no, just it, very right, different every, parts of your journey. It's I
very I, different parts of your journey. I was like, I was like, you just, when you first come out, go explore, go have some fun, go like figure out what you want and what you don't want. Don't dive right into the first person that offers you their flower, you know?
Oh! Speaking of queer icons this Pride
yeah,
month,
yeah.
I read that JoJo Siwa...
is over bows.
...had a harder time telling her mom that she wanted to stop wearing bows than telling her mom she was queer.
Well, hoes before bows, I think is what they say.
Let's put a pin in it. I think that's all that needs to be said. Did we ever figure out who died?
I think it was Joey.
Has anybody seen Joey Graceffa? Joey, are you there? Are you there, Joey? It's me, Margaret.
I was really wondering where you were going with this. I didn't know if you were going to Miss Piggy or to JoJo Siwa.
And that's life, baby. That is life. Hey, I'll go to Miss Piggy.
Mm-hmm.
So Miss Piggy is coming to Drag Race.
Yeah, All Star 6, baby. The pig is in the wig.
Ooh. I'm excited. I feel like this is one of the first potential guest judges who's going to have the chutzpah to take on RuPaul.
Yeah.
I think she's going to bring up the fracking.
You know how sometimes Rue just cuts them off and claps and yells silence?
Yeah.
Oh, I feel like Miss Piggy ain't going to have that.
I want Miss Piggy to clap and yell silence at RuPaul. That I think, will be good TV.
Can puppets clap? Can puppets get the
watch
clap?
Watch me. Watch me. I'll get the clap and I'll clap.
Listen, I just think we're long overdue. Please clap. I just think we're long. It's been a long time coming for these Muppets to get onto reality TV. I mean, listen, Kermit was on The Masked Singer.
Yes.
Miss Piggy is going to be on Drag Race All-Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Fozzie the Bear on Top Chef.
Was he?
No, I don't know. I'm just
Swedish
dreaming big.
Chef.
I'm just
chef.
Dreaming big.
Swedish Why wouldn't chef, it probably. Be Swedish Chef? Hello?
Oh, what was Fozzie the Bear going to be on?
Fozzie the Bear,
Naked
does he have
and
any
afraid?
Talents? Does he have any talents? He's a bear.
Is he the one that always has the chickens or like is afraid of the chickens?
That's Gonzo.
Okay, yep. That sounds right.
Gonzo starting an OnlyFans.
Gonzo on the bait bus.
Gonzo on the bait bus. Okay. Who else? Animal.
Mm-hmm. Animal on pig royalty.
Animal's not a pig.
You don't have to be a pig to be on
Animal
pig royalty.
Animal plays the drums. There's something we can go with there.
Like what? Like what? Making the band?
Sure. I don't know.
CMT Crossroads.
What?
You know Crossroads?
The movie?
No. When they bring two artists together.
The Bone Thugs and Harmony song?
Like when they bring Katy Perry and Casey Musgraves together on Country Crossroads. Kelly and Reba. You've never seen a Crossroads?
Sia featuring Animal?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I could see it. Mm-hmm. I could see it.
I could see it. Wait, I saw this news article the other day that was peak Tyler Oakley 2013 canon.
Go on.
Do you know who's doing a Crocs collaboration? Speaking of Crossroads.
You know, I did see something about a Crocs collab, but I can't remember who.
Well, Hidden Valley Ranch
and
Crocs are doing a collaboration. And I thought, well, if this isn't your now.
Yeah, some things are a little ahead of their time. I guess I was.
You really?
I'm the perfect combination of those two things. And look at them now.
And do you know, you're familiar with Crocs, but have you seen when people put the what do you call those little pins that people put on their Crocs?
Charms.
Is that what they're called?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, it appears that not only is there a Hidden Valley Ranch Crocs, but you can also get the charms to go with it.
I find Croc charms to be charming, to be
really
not to be any type of way, but I think there is a world where I have Crocs and there's a world where I have a whole bunch of Animal Crossing Croc charms.
Oh, well, now she loves Animal Crossing.
Baby, I'm beyond loves Animal Crossing.
I love that for you.
It's out of control.
I told you.
I don't know why I waited a year.
I said, try it and you'll love it.
You're visiting my island for the first time tonight.
Later today. If you're hearing this episode, it already happened.
For Pride-a-palooza. It's going to be a whole
Are we gonna
pride
have fun?
Experience. Yes, I have to.
Is Miss Piggy going to be there?
She's a guest judge.
Oh, my God.
Same with Judge Judy.
What are the judges judging?
You.
True. That's what they do.
You don't know the criteria, but we're judging.
Oh, fuck. Who?
So, me, Miss Piggy, and Judge Judy. Yes.
Talk about an iconic lineup.
Thank you.
Two pigs and a judge.
Two pigs and a blanket. Hey, congrats on 365 days of running.
Oh, thank you.
Are you still running?
I'm going to run later today.
Oh my God. Give it up.
Why? It's great.
Why are you running in real life when you should stop running from your problems?
No, well, that's the tea is I started running from my problems and then I figured out that exercise was a wonderful way to process things.
I have to agree. Cardio is when I get my best thinking in.
Well, the funny thing is, when I started running, it's because I was like overthinking, and I like was stuck in the house overthinking because it was the middle of a pandemic. Actually, it was like the beginning of a pandemic. But
hey,
anyways,
hey, plandemic.
So then I started running to get out of my head. But now I'm like, oh, this is nice. Endorphins.
Mm.
You know, they say runner's high. Have you had it?
Girl, only when I'm stoned and shitting.
Oh.
The runs.
I don't think I've ever experienced
I've never
that.
Had you runner's high, but I've had stoners
runs. Yeah. Tell me about that.
Well, it starts with a driblet.
Mm-hmm. And then what?
Little bit of
I'm going to just let you sit and marinate in that for a moment.
That's usually what I do.
Let you really get some winking, thinking, and blinking.
And nod.
Yeah, who hey, is that? Who are
winking,
they?
Winking, blinking, and nod? I don't know.
What are they from? That's what
are
I
they
was
mice?
Thinking, too.
Are they mice?
No, I don't think they're mice.
Winking, blinking, and nod?
I think it's Lincoln.
Lincoln? Oh, I know Lincoln.
Winking, blinking, and nod. Let
oh, my God.
Look.
Speaking of Lincoln, oh, my God. Have you seen Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
Of course.
Okay, so I just saw it for the first time this week. It was a pretty excellent adventure they went on. I have some pros and cons. Pros.
Did you see the squeakquel?
No, not yet. I like that. Okay, so it's basically two stoners who have to go back in time in a phone booth. And they travel through time to collect like a bunch of historical figures to help them with their final project for school. And they're
school.
And but the time travelers are like, we need to help Bill and Ted because if they don't graduate, then all of history gets altered. So like they're in on it too. It's a fun flick.
Mm.
I loved it.
Do you think Bill and Ted met Wink and Blink and a Nod?
I don't know, but they definitely found Lincoln. Lincoln was with them.
Abraham?
Yeah, the one, the only.
Who played Abraham?
I don't know, a man. A man.
Did he have a Moderna hat with a rat controlling
him
underneath
it? He really did. I'm getting into the idea of these stoner buddy comedies. So like Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, Cheech and Chong, which you still haven't watched yet.
Should we make a nervous sequel, but it's just you and I being stoner buddies?
Absolutely. Going to VidCon and solving a crime.
I like that.
Two stoners.
Do we have to wear a onesie?
VidCon. I think at some point, yeah.
Listen, I'm into it. Snervous 2. We'll call the same director.
And maybe we travel back in time to 2013 VidCon and collect all the Connor Frantas and the Miranda Sings, and we get them all together to save the future.
Okay, I'm in. Listen, I'll be there. I've got a very free schedule.
There's definitely something there.
As long as I can still run, maybe I'll run there.
We're going to need Mamrie.
Okay, well, we're always going to need
Mamrie.
Well,
when aren't we going to need Mamrie?
True. Well, okay, well, you've heard it here first. Snervous to more stoned.
Too fast, too snervous.
Too fast, too snervous. But where does the stoned come in?
When you watch it, you'll see us
I guess,
be stoned.
Yeah, we don't have to give it all away in the title.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure, they don't say ever that they're stoned. It's kind of just implied, which I think is a bummer.
Do you think the woman who was putting a wicker basket in the overhead compartment on the airplane in Snervous will be back for a cameo in Snervous 2?
It's her origin story.
Too fast, too snervous.
It's we got to find everything that she's putting in the wicker basket, and we're collecting all the ingredients for the basket from each YouTube star.
Perfect. I think, listen, we do the whole thing on an iPhone. We edit it, cut it, film it, put it together ourselves.
Like Stupid Love?
Yeah, and also that movie that was filmed in L.A.
Wow, narrow it down, baby.
Tangerine.
Narrow it down.
I think it was called Tangerine, and good for me if I pulled that out of the recesses of my brain. I could be wrong.
My only thing that I didn't like about Bill and Ted, I'll tell you.
I'll just tell you I was right.
There's a moment where they hug and then they like catch themselves hugging and they call each other fag.
Oh.
And then they look at each other and then they laugh. So I'm like, okay, at least it's a little subversive and they understand that like they're joking, but it's still, I'm the butt of the joke as the fag. So,
well, you did have your ass out in an apron in Palm Springs.
Bro.
Well, hey, shit. Is there anything else you would like to say and or do?
The only other thing I want to say is I watched a whole bunch of movies, but I'll just kind of narrow it to the two that left that I wanted to discuss.
Let's hear the top two.
Pink Flamingos. Loved.
Nope. Didn't see it. Never heard of
John
it.
John Waters. It's got Divine at the end of it. It's the most iconic Divine moment I think everyone knows about. Do you know what the most iconic thing she's done ever is?
Yeah, she's like, vote for me.
No. Well, that is at the end of that movie.
Oh, are you talking about the poop thing?
Yes. And it was something. It was a movie. He is doing a lot in those movies. He's doing the most.
Well, someone's gotta.
And then I watched Girls Will Be Girls. Have you seen that?
No. Sounds like Girls Five Eva.
It's no. It's I keep saying Coco Montrese, but it's Coco Peru. Coco Peru, Miss Coco Peru, my bad. And it's like three drag queens living together. I don't even know how I would describe it. It's from 2003, so it's like one of those early gay movies when we first started having any of them. So it's a little, you'll see. But it was very funny. I loved it. I was like, oh my God. We hadn't seen it, and Hudson had been looking for it for a while, and apparently it just came back to screening because they're making a sequel or a remake. I don't know what. But if you like Coco Peru, you should watch Ms. Coco.
Ms. Coco Peru.
It was fun.
Well,
I liked it.
I loved it. You're going to love the way you look. Love the skin you're in.
I love it.
Love these bones.
I love these bones. These bones.
These bones and dem bones and wink and blink and nod.
Dem bones, dem bones. That seems like a you thing.
I told you. No, it's a skeleton. Like, there's a Halloween song that's all dem bones, dem bones.
Spooky, scary skeletons. And
I'm looking it up. Yeah, it's literally by the Delta Rhythm Boys, and it's called Dem Bones, Dem Bones, Dem Bones.
Okay.
And it's all your toe bones connected to your foot bone connected to your heel bone, and it's all dem bones, dem bones, gonna walk around dem bones.
Okay.
Well, listen to it on Spotify when you're done with the podcast.
Hey, also go listen to the new Vincent album. That's all. Oh, right. And Kylie Minogue, Marry the Night cover. Good for the gays. It's really, the gays are really having a moment this moment.
Mm.
Pride Month is here.
Well, welcome. Welcome to Pride Month. Hope you're enjoying it. We're halfway through.
Okay, Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me loving dem bones.
Okay. And you can find me, you can find me.
Where can they find you?
On the judging panel with Miss Piggy and Judge Judy.
Yeah. Oh. Perfect.
Tens across the board.
See you later tonight.
Okay. Bye.